The tribunal has said that the government should publish the minutes of two cabinet meetings that took place before the Iraq war in 2003. The government contested this. They said under freedom of information legislation, there's no reason why they should have to publish information relating to how the cabinet takes its decision. But the tribunal said that the public interest in knowing how this decision was taken, because it was an exceptional decision relating to going to war, outweighed the public interest in ensuring that routine cabinet minutes aren't published.
I mean, going to war is just about the biggest decision that a government could take, and going to war with Iraq was one of the most controversial decisions to go to war that we've seen from modern day governments. What might these minutes tell us?
Well, I think anyone who's expecting a smoking gun, anyone who's expecting, and first of all, I ought to make it clear that we're not necessarily going to see them. Under the freedom of information legislation, the government has the power as a last resort to issue a veto and say, even if the courts tell us we've got to publish this, we can sign a bit of paper and exempt ourselves. They've never used that, and there would be a hell of a row if they tried to, but it's there in legislation. So they've got 28 days to decide whether or not they're going to either issue a veto, publish the minutes, or go to the High Court for sort of one more roll of the dice. If we do get them published, anyone who's expecting to find Tony Blair admitting, well, chaps, I know there are no WMD, but I'm just doing it anyway as a favour to George Bush, is going to be disappointed. There isn't any smoking gun in that, and we know that because there's a line in the tribunal judgment we got yesterday that more or less says that the arguments that were aired at this meeting were arguments that have been aired by cabinet ministers who took part before and since in public. But what we will get is a sense of how rigorously the legal arguments about the war was tested. What happened at the second of those cabinet meetings, the one on March the 17th, is they cabinet ministers arrived and they were handed a five-paragraph note from the Attorney General saying, this is why I think going to war is legal. And there's been a hell of a row ever since about whether or not sort of that legal advice was sound. There are plenty of people who believe that there was no legal justification for it. What we don't know is whether cabinet ministers really challenged that or whether they rolled over and said, okay, sort of, that's fair enough.
Because the then Attorney General, Lord Goldsmith, had made an earlier legal judgment just a couple of weeks earlier on which appeared to contradict his March the 17th judgment.
Yes, on March the 7th, he had written a considered legal opinion for the Prime Minister, and it was circulated within a very tight circle in Downing Street. And that was very, very measured about the legality of the war. He said, on balance, you could make a case for the invasion being legal, but he flagged up all sorts of caveats, and he said that was conditional on the UN saying that Iraq wasn't complying with UN. And at that stage, remember, Saddam had been going through a show of complying with the demands of weapons inspectors. So it was a very nuanced, sort of measured legal judgment. I mean, it didn't say it was illegal, and it said on balance you could make a case for it being legal, but it also said that it's a case that would be open to challenge in the courts. And it didn't flatly contradict what the cabinet were presented with 10 days later, but the tone of it was very different. The document they got 10 days later didn't have any of those caveats in. Lord Goldsmith subsequently said, well, that's because events changed in the meantime and there was no contradiction and I wasn't lent on by Downing Street and that was my considered opinion. But there are a lot of people who believe, well, actually, if that had been tested at the cabinet meeting, if people had said to him, well, oh, look, are you sure about this? What about legal precedent A, B and C? Then the cabinet would have been far more reluctant to agree to the war than they were on the basis of this fairly sort of bland and one-sided five-paragraph, basically it's a press release rather than a legal opinion.